Proverbs 4, verse 18 and 19. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Lord, as we come before you, thank you for this time once again in your house. And as your words open, just ask you, Lord, to lead and guide. I ask you to give me the words you'd have me to say. As tonight's been a help to me, and I trust it'll be a help to your people tonight in these days that we live in. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look at the path of the wicked, it's a path of contrary individuals, and all of us were at one time on that path, but praise God that he saved us from ourselves. He saved us from the devil. He saved us from hell. The path of the wicked is a path that is full of unrepentant sinners. They hate God. They hate you. They have a father, and their father is the devil. There's a group of people today who have the mindset that they have no allegiance to any higher power, but they're deceived. The devil is a higher power, but the devil is not the supreme power that is only reserved for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One is either of their heavenly father, or they are of their father, the devil. There is no other. It's either God or Satan. And Satan has his path, and the wicked live on it. But I'm glad that this is not the only path that we have to trod. Yes, it is the biggest path, and it has the most walking on it. But it is not the only path, and I praise God for that. I'm glad that we also have the good path. It's the right path. It is the narrow path. And we just read in Proverbs 4 and verse 18, I love this verse, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So the good path has light. That is one of the first characteristics that we're going to look at on the good path is that there's light. What lights up the good path? Jesus Christ does. And Christ shining through us to the world. And you see, the path of the wicked, it only has darkness. That is why they are tripping and falling over all kinds of mess. This is why when they see something that glitters, they always think it's gold. It's because they don't have light. They cannot see. They are without wisdom. So wisdom on the good path lights up the way. So when the devil places a trap, we can see it as believers because we have light, the light of Christ, and then we can react accordingly. So let's look at the word just tonight. The word just means conformed to truth. This is another big difference on the good path. People on the good path should be conformed to truth or conforming to truth. As where the wicked, they rebel against truth. They stick their nose to truth. They are contrary to truth. They are stubbornly opposed to truth. So again, just means conformed to truth. The word just is a powerful word. It's not just listening to sermons or good music or podcasts or webinars or reading your Bible. It's not even just coming to church or doing good things, or talking the good talk. Many people hear truth, listen to truth, repeat truth, but they've not conformed to truth. They're not just. What is the Bible for if it doesn't change you? What is church for if it doesn't change you? Conform means made to resemble, assuming the same form, to make like. More generally, to reduce to a likeness or correspondence in manners, opinions, or moral qualities. See, many believers have not conformed. They've not been shaped into truth. When one is conformed to truth, they look like truth. They talk like truth. They walk like truth. They dress like truth. They act like truth. They go where truth would go. Their life lines up with truth because they have conformed their life to truth. Which means when you see truth, you see them, and when you see them, you see truth. There's no gap. They line up. Now, we could all do better with this. There's not a person in this room, myself included, that when we look at them every time, they are identical twins with truth because they've so conformed themselves to it. But we need to be. It should be our goal. It should be my goal when others see me that they see this book. And the same should go for you. We've all heard the quote, you may be the only Bible some people ever read. on the good path, the path of the just, we should be conformed to truth. Now, if you think about, picture this, injection molding, if you know what that is. Now, picture truth being God's word, and we are so conformed to it that we come out of the mold shaped like Christ. To be just is to be conformed to truth. And to be on the path of the just means to be committed to the path of conforming your life to truth. Now, by the way, this is only going to happen if you allow truth to conform you. In Proverbs 4 and verse 18 again, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So there's a nugget here when we consider the shining light. We see that it shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Notice not only the shining light, but the brightness of that shining light being more and more. Notice also the duration of this shining light unto the perfect day. Now this part has encouraged me greatly, because what is the perfect day? It's when we are in heaven and there'll be no more night. In Revelation 21 verses 21 through 25, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one of pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. This speaks to the perfect day. Now, this has encouraged me, because the closer we get to heaven, the closer we get to being raptured up out of this mess that we call civilization, the day will naturally grow darker. And what has encouraged me is that while darkness becomes darker, Proverbs tells us that the light of Jesus will also increase more and more until the perfect day. Now, light's not based off you and I. See, we are the spiritual minority. It's a sad truth, but most people are going to hell. When this earth as we know it is no more, and this thing called civilization as we know it is no more, that is corrupted by flesh, is all wrapped up, and there's a new heaven and a new earth, most will be in hell. I get no joy out of saying that, but it's true. And as we get closer to that perfect day, this world, this generation, and all of its wickedness will increase in numbers, and we will become even more of a minority. So the light has little to do with us. It's Christ living within us. We've heard the term, the darker the night, the brighter the light. I believe that even though God will have less people to reflect his light, the light that is present will be so evident due to the extreme levels of spiritual darkness that the light's going to shine brighter. We can look at current events and know that the light's burning brighter and brighter. Every day that the world gets darker, the light gets brighter. Now, on to verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And what this verse is telling us is that the path that the wicked is on is filled with darkness. This means they cannot see. Then it makes a powerful statement next. They know not at what they stumble. The best way to illustrate this is if we were to be placed in a living room unfamiliar to us. One group of people walks the room with the light on. They can avoid the end tables or the couch, or, the coffee table, because they can see. As where the other group, placed in the same room with no light, they'll stumble on all the above because they cannot see. Now, where this gets convicting for us is this. Would you get upset at someone for stumbling over something in the dark? If not, then why do we get upset at someone who stumbles all the time spiritually when they're walking in darkness? Now, we're all in the same room, earth. We have the same obstacles while the light is on for us, as the lost are left to navigate the darkness. But as our verse says, they know not at what they stumble. I've dealt with many in REU faith-based addictions that have enough to them to understand that they keep falling. But it's too many things for them to identify. It comes back to the need for light. It comes back to the need for Jesus Christ. You know, at the heart of addiction ministry, I found, is actually discipleship. If they're saved, it's discipleship. One of these days, if we ended up starting something even similar to an addiction program, it might just be a discipleship ministry and then just invite addicts. Then it'd be for everybody. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there. If you invite them to an addiction ministry, they're going to be like, I don't need that. I don't need that. I'm not an addict, although we're all addicted to sin. We sin every day. If we did anything else every day and we couldn't stop it, we'd be called an addict. We would be. We sin every day, but you hand out a tract to somebody and say, hey, I'd like to invite you to our addiction ministry. They get offended. What, do I look like an addict? Well, some do. But, and some you can tell. Not all of them you can tell. But there's quite a few of them out there you can tell. You know. And especially if you've worked with them, you've lived around them, you know them. But a lot of times it comes back to the need for light. They get rid of one thing, the Lord purges one thing from their life, then they end up stumbling off into something else. How they stumble off into something else? They need more light. Keep tripping over stuff. Get through the day tripping over stuff. Every day tripping over different stuff. It comes back to the need for light, the light being Jesus Christ. Jesus will turn the light on. Jesus lights the way. We've dealt with even ladies in the addiction ministry. They get rid of one bad one, they bring another one with them the next week. It's like, you cannot get rid of them bad guys. Every week, you got another one. That other one, he was bad. He did this, that, and the other. They come in the next week, they got a different one that's bad. Stumbling all around. Can't see. Need the light on. You know, Jesus will turn the light on. Jesus lights the way. Jesus highlights the problems in front of us before we ever embrace them. He will highlight them. Avoid that. If we're not walking with God, we're not going to avoid that. And then once we got that, then we know why we got that. Jesus will place warning signs all around us. And we need to catch this tonight to help us also in our dealings with others to be reminded that, you know what, people who are blind, people who are not saved, they're going to constantly be caught up in some type of mess or another. And it's because they're blind. We think of John 1:1-11. It deals with light. It deals with darkness. It deals with the world not comprehending the light. They don't understand it. Even if something was lit up, they're not going to understand it. How many times have you, through light and the light that the Lord has given you, tried to tell somebody about what was in front of them and they didn't believe you? I can't tell you how many times I've tried to warn somebody. I tried to warn you, stay on the path you're going. Here's what's down there. Here's what's down there. But don't comprehend the light. Don't understand it. Now, in order for darkness to remain dark, it needs power to remain unchanged. And the devil is that power. He has power. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You say, why did he blind them? Well, it tells us why. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It is antichrist. The devil is antichrist at the core. Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the powers of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So who is the God of this world? The devil is, obviously. He has power. You think about Job. God allowed Satan to tempt him. Satan had the power, obviously, within what God allowed him to possess and to do. Satan had the power to turn Job's life upside down. his children dead, animals dead, left with nothing hardly at all. The devil took nearly all of it. About all Job had left was his wife, and even then she said, Job, just go ahead and curse God and die. So Satan does have power. The people who are in darkness are held captive under his power. They are his victims. And you see, the devil and all his demons will be in hell for all eternity. There's nothing they can do about that. But they want the world to go there with him. He blinds the world. They're in darkness. They're stumbling all over the devil's vices and schemes. So the path of the just is obviously much better. There's light. So when we think about that tonight, be thankful for the good path. Now, I'm sure y'all remember a day in your life when you were not on the good path. You were not on the right path. Or maybe you were saved, which means you were on the narrow way, but you had a lot of friends on the broad way. Spending time with people that wasn't saved. Letting people that wasn't saved rub off on you. Doing things that people that people ain't saved or do. Saying things that people ain't saved say. I invite you to be thankful for the good path. Spend time with people on the good path. Spend time with people that are trying to conform themselves to truth. That are just. That are trying to be just. That have surrendered their hearts and lives to the Lord and said, Lord, conform me more into your image. Spend time with people like that. There was a time, and I talked about this some on Sunday morning, how it's naturally when one's going from one side of the fence to the other, they're going to straddle it a while, and it's natural that you're going to have some friends on that side of the fence and you're going to have some friends on this side of the fence as you cross the fence. But we got to let this other side go. I like what one preacher said. He said, just delete them from your contact list. Block them. Block them. Delete them. Unfriend them. Forget about them. And you know what? I had to do that for a while. For a while. Before I felt like I was ready to be able to reach back and try to help some of them out of the mess that they were in. But sometimes you got to distance yourself enough so that you don't end up back in the pigsty with them. Where you came out of, you got to get enough separation before you can go back and help them. A lot of people end up back in the mud, and one day we're going to look at biblical restoration because it's a call for the spiritual. It's not for the call of those that need help too. It's for the spiritual. Ye which are spiritual is what it says. You got to be careful in addiction ministry too. Because sometimes there are people trying to help you out of your mess that's got enough mess of their own. There are preachers, I ain't going to go much into this, but there are preachers that's had scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Their whole ministry, scandal after scandal after scandal, investigation after investigation, working in addiction ministry. It's like, sound like you need to get right. Sound like you need to repent. Instead of trying to lead other people to repent, you repent. And then maybe even then, find something else to do. Go sell cars or something. Bad mark on the ministry. Causes the name of Christ to be blamed, the ministry to be blamed. Be reminded tonight to be conformed to truth. I ask you, are you just? Meaning conformed to truth. We should all have that desire. If we're honest today, we're none as conformed to truth as we should be. So we should have the desire that, you know what, every day we're going to surrender ourselves and surrender our hearts to the Lord. so that he can work in us and he can do a work in our hearts so that we can be more conformed to his image. And when we're more conformed to truth, we'll be speaking the truth, we'll be living out truth, we'll be acting out truth, we'll be walking according to truth, we'll be known according to truth. People are going to know us that way. And by the way, when people see that your life matches what you're saying, it goes a whole lot further with them. It just does. It goes so much further.